USA Radio News.
Just like I promised during the campaign, our economic policy can be summed up in three very beautiful words, words that you probably know better than anybody in this country. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Just a sampling of the remarks delivered by President Trump earlier today at the National Federation of Independent Business's 75th anniversary celebration being held in Washington, D.C. Also today on Capitol Hill, Senate Republican leaders are rushing to try to pass a bill that would end family separations at the border, including Texas Senator John Cornyn.
Well, what we would do is move these families to the head of the line. In the interim, they would be in a humane, safe, and secure family facility, and hopefully we'll get this problem addressed right away. My hope is this is not going to be something we're going to do over a matter of weeks and months, but something we could do in a matter of days.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, Senator Ted Cruz introduced a bill to keep immigrant families together after they cross the border.
What they should do is sit down and come up with a comprehensive solution that stops it at the border, gives them the wall, but at the same time allows the handling of people in a humanitarian way.
Why is a group of Amazon shareholders raising concerns about the company's new facial recognition tool? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The shareholders want their CEO, Jeff Bezos, to stop pitching the company's facial recognition tool to law enforcement agencies. In a letter to Bezos, those shareholders say they fear the technology could ultimately violate civil and human rights. The tool, which is called Recognition, and instead of a C, it's spelled with a K, has been criticized by privacy and civil rights organizations over concerns it could be used to build a widespread system to identify and track anyone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy blasted James Comey in his opening statement at the high-profile congressional hearing regarding the IG report. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
Now, one of the last times I spoke with Director Comey was in a committee hearing. We had a pointed exchange on what I thought was the FBI making decisions based in part on politics. And he, in his typically sanctimonious way, told me that he disagreed. He said the men and women of the FBI do not, quote, give a hoot about politics. Unfortunately, and I use that word intentionally, unfortunately, he was dead wrong. There were agents and attorneys at the FBI who gave a lot more than a hoot about politics. There's Andy McCabe, the former deputy director and acting director of the FBI, an agency which investigates and charges others for making false statements. Himself accused of making false statements and showing a lack of candor. I think I recall, perhaps someone can correct me, but I think I recall some of my Democrat colleagues falling over themselves to offer a job to Andy McCabe when he was let go for making false statements and for a lack of candor. But those same colleagues apparently weren't hiring. They didn't have any openings when others in a related investigation called Russia were charged with the same offense.
You can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.